already know.
What?
What your mad's going to be
about. Yeah. Well, we can go right now. What's my mad?
I don't know. You're giving me a latitude.
Like what?
I don't know. You just give me this look like I did something wrong.
Well, you said you already knew what it was. Well, what is it?
I actually don't know. Mm. You're just upset that I have really good, strong work ethic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm upset that you opened the wine.
Wow.
It's the one we're saving.
And see, that's the issue, is you don't hear me when I talk and I say that I'm going to open up a bottle of wine. And
I
only
you.
Have one bottle. So why don't you say saving you it. Can't open that one? It'd be one thing if you told me, don't open it, and then I opened it. But you said nothing for like 20 minutes. Because I went upstairs and I came back downstairs. And the one and only bottle of wine that we have, I opened. And after I opened it and poured it into my glass, you then said I was trying to save that for a special time. And then I said, you don't know that this might be a special time.
Like what?
Like my last day of living.
You want to bet on it?
No, because I said maybe.
Yeah, I bet you wake up in the morning.
Well, I probably will, but you don't know that. I mean, do you really know? You don't know.
Notice, but lately I've been driven.
August blooms
and Methodist
queen works only occasionally.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Welcome to Hey, They Grow Up So Fast with Corey and Camille Heppala.
I'm not mad. I'm just super annoyed.
You're supposed to say it. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Isn't that what your parents used to say? Like my parents used to tell me, like, I'm not mad. Actually, no, I shouldn't even say that. My parents never said that.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. They always knew when they were mad. They'd yell or.
Okay,
you know,
so how did they discipline?
Yeah, you know, not the way we discipline, or the way you were disciplined.
Okay, so start with you. How were you disciplined?
Yeah, I would be, like, I'd probably start crying. Well, okay, so what age, right? Because it changed with age. So if we start
start
when
at
I was younger,
like 5 years old.
Oh yeah, so it was more of like me messing around. Just being a kid, and then them usually warning me, and then quickly escalates to, I would get corporal punishment. Isn't that what we call it?
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Like you get the belt.
Okay. So you got hit?
I got hit.
With a belt?
Yeah. I know. That's the thing. Like you say hit nowadays, it's like you got... Well, I got smacked too. But I mean, it's more of like, you know, people think you got like punched or something. Thing is, like back then, getting the belt was not considered abuse. Now it's arguable. I mean, obviously nowadays that's very frowned upon. And if you get the belt today, it's like abuse, right? And so, I mean, I could never tell my parents that. They'd be like,
Well, what, okay, so when you talk about the belt, like, what did that mean? Like, hit on your backside, on your back, on your front?
Oh,
like,
wherever, but
like
you should typically
marks?
The back. No, yeah, so there were never any marks. There was just tears.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did they leave bruises or welts?
No, nothing like that. Like, yeah. And so I should also clarify, it was whatever my parents could find. If it was a spoon in the hand, if it was their hand, if it was... Like, it wasn't always a belt. It was, like, whatever they had nearby.
And how did that make you feel?
Scared. I mean, I think when you're five or young, because, I mean, eventually it doesn't work anymore to correct the behavior. I think that's, like, what my parents started noticing, at least with me. I can't speak for my other siblings. But for me, I feel like around 10 years old, I think they started to realize, like, oh, this isn't working. Like, you know. And so I feel like when you're younger than that, it's more of like a fear factor. Like you need to fear what's going to happen if you misbehave.
So what happened then once you got to be 10, 11, 12? How did it shift?
Well, I think at that point, it's like you've already, it's kind of like, is it Pavlov's
dog? Yeah,
I was a psychology major. I should know this. Yes, exactly. So it's kind of like you've already kind of trained the mind to be, to behave a certain way. And so you kind of just start feeling it. But mm-hmm. then I also feel like it affected a lot of my older years, because then you're not really yourself, I feel like. You know, you never really, because that yourself got beaten out of, if that makes sense. But you kind of come to a new self later in life, depending on your career influences and things like that. But I feel like I always kind of feared my parents. Because you never know, like they stopped because I think they kind of noticed like, oh, this isn't doing anything. But then I still had this fear, like, but maybe something could still happen until I moved out of the house and went to college.
So what, that'd be great, you know, if you're an adult and they were like, I'm going to get the belt. You get over here. Well, okay, so how did it affect your relationship, like through?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, okay, so big time, but through junior high, middle school, high school, what was your relationship with your parents like, and was it affected because of the way they punished you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when I reflect back. My mom really wanted us to be close, and so it was like a forced thing. So then it became like, we're going to go do this thing, and we're all going, and it was like myself or my siblings wanted to go, but it was like you're forced to go. And I think that's just different. Like, so out of respect, we obviously would go, because you never know if, like, you didn't want to know what happened if you said no or said I'm staying back, right? And my mom was pretty scary when she got mad, so I just, we all kind of would go. But she kind of, but it was different because it's like a feeling of like, I didn't really want to go. Because I didn't want to hang out with my parents. Like, because I felt like that relationship was strictly, I'm the parent, you're the child. And that relationship to me, in my mind, meant we're not friends. You're not somebody I can confide in. You know, it was more of like my siblings, though. I felt like, all right, I can tell them anything mm-hmm. and nothing's going to happen.
If you got a bad grade in school, or you did something wrong, or you got...
I got, like, the belt.
But you said you that stopped at 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Talking, so like in high school or junior high or middle school, once you're out of that 10, what would happen then?
Nothing, because I didn't have bad grades. That's the thing. Like, it worked, but then it also had its... cons.
But I also know, like, I mean, you made mistakes, like,
yeah,
whether they were grades or whatever, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? All, like, right, all kids
talk
do.
About what happened. I mean, I did a hit and run. It sounds really bad, and it sounds way worse than what it was.
You swiped somebody's car, weren't sure you hit it, and then they had it on.
No, I knew I hit it, but I didn't leave. I actually parked my car, went inside to the store to buy supplies for my school project, came back out, car was still there, the one that I hit, didn't see anybody, and I was only 16, but whatever, I just left. And so technically it wasn't like a hit and run, like I hit it like, oh shoot, I gotta go. No, I parked and I'm like, yep, whatever, I'm here. You know, somebody comes out and they're like, you damaged my, and I didn't see anything. Like, yep. I saw damage to the car I was driving, but not the other person's car who I supposedly hit. And then, yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know if we want to go into what happened after that.
Anyway.
But I didn't get hit.
The cops showed up at your parents' place and whatever. So you're 16. But, okay, so that situation in itself, yeah, that's a situation where your parents would be upset.
And they actually weren't.
What was their response?
Yeah, they were super understanding because, I don't know, somehow.
They're protective of you.
Yeah, and somehow they knew I was beating up myself because I was so good. I was a really good kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't need the kind of, like, discipline that one of my brothers needed. Maybe both. But I'm the last one, so I think they could tell the difference. I think they knew, like, all right, this one, we don't need a hitter or anything like that. Like, she's going to hit herself. And so that's ended up what happened is I was kind of depressed because mm-hmm. I knew, because well, people know I'm from Canada, so I was not an American citizen at the time. And so there's a lot of concerns there for me. And my parents didn't clarify or say like, oh, it's not a big deal. They said nothing.
So,
and that was enough punishment for me.
Now, very good description of your family. You're like, I was, you know, I was the good kid. And you're describing a hit and run.
Which is so funny. Because
oh, my brothers are way worse than me.
Well, that's what's funny.
I had the hit and run.
Well, that's the thing. Like, my brothers were way, way worse than I was. Like, I was the good one. And that happened to me.
They were just involved in manslaughters. I mean,
Well, that's the thing. They never got caught. That's the deal. Like, they never got caught for any of their bad things. And the thing with me, I just had bad luck. And that's just the way that is. Yeah. But I was legit good kid. I didn't do anything. Yeah.
Okay. So the discipline you got as a kid that stuck with you. Now, I mean, even as an adult,
yeah.
Like it affected me. Your grown up, mm-hmm. It affected you.
Yeah.
It affected your grown up relationship with your grown up adult parents.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And, but I have the utmost like respect and love for my family.
Yeah.
Because my parents always defended me in a way that I don't think maybe other parents would defend kids, even if they don't have the kind of discipline that I had, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a complicated thing. If you're Jamaican out there, you know what I'm talking
about. So that's what I was going to ask you. Is it...
cultural?
Yeah, was it cultural? Like what happened?
Yeah.
Was it, you know...
Generational maybe too, because like your parents and myself identify with each other quite a bit. We're different cultures.
Very similar. Religious, mm-hmm. You know, way we're brought up, emphasis on education.
They were hit.
And, mm-hmm. And so... But I was not.
Mm-hmm.
I was not hit. And so that's
a difference.
That's a big difference, mm-hmm. between us, the way we grew up. My parents didn't hit me. They didn't, I mean, I'd be sent to my room or punished in a different way if it was like, okay, well, you're not going to be able to watch the Vikings on Sunday, or you're not going to be able to, you know, watch the Twins, or you're going to be not be able to watch a favorite episode of TGI Friday on Friday night. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
that was my punishment. But like you... Maybe they just knew my personality. My personality is not one to want to get in trouble or to push the boundaries. And like, maybe they knew that, well, he's going to beat himself up. You know, if I did something wrong, I was like you, like I was just like, I let my family down. I disappointed my family. I've upset them and I don't want to do that, which is weird because I'm almost 40 years old. And I'm the same way now. Like
yeah.
I don't want to disappoint my parents even now, but I just think that's a personality trait.
Yeah.
You know, so they knew they didn't have to do anything, but they were also, they were like, we're not going to hit. Like
if you were in my family in the way that you are with the Vikings, you would have definitely got hit.
Well, I get even my sister tweeted at me the other day during the game. She's like,
calm down.
All right, calm down. Go to your room. Like, because that's what would happen.
Yes.
I get sent to my room. I missed a couple of epic comebacks, too, because I was so upset.
Well, you know, and I think, so your parents are probably, like, feeling, like, how I feel as an adult. Like, they saw, okay, children should be disciplined, but not, like, you don't have to go to the extreme of hitting them. And the thing is, like, that has, like, lasting effects, which they probably feel.
I mean,
you know, they probably have some, maybe they have some, like, not grudge, because I don't want to say grudge, but like they have, you know, some impacts that maybe affect relationships.
Like you, I was not a kid to get in trouble. Didn't want to do it. My parents just, and even they said, you didn't get in trouble a lot. But even though there were a couple times where we're like, they did the count to three thing. You know, we're going to count to three. One, two. And my dad will say today, he's like, we never got to three. Like
which
you
is
just
amazing.
You just always like, you're like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. And then you go to your room or you do, you know, you do whatever. Like and I asked him, I'm like, well, what would you have done if you had gotten a three? And he's literally told me, I have no idea.
That's really interesting. Like you really were a good kid because I think I've tried that with Cormac, Senior, and Sevi, and they just like are waiting. Like, okay, keep counting. Yeah, nothing's happening. So what happens now,
well,
Mom?
See, I think
and I'm like, I guess nothing.
I do think they're a little too young for that, like to fully understand, because I do remember a couple of times with my dad, there's no way I was that young. So I was, I'm 7 or 8 or 9, what I mean? That age.
Where you can actually count.
Yeah. Like right now, they should probably learn how to count first. They're like, yeah, that
what,
is.
What
two
comes,
is after one.
Right. Or like, count to five, and when does
one,
five come?
One, two, five. Yeah. No, I think that's a part of it is that they just don't get it. I do think it is important though, you know, for me to be on the same page with you in terms of disciplining our kids, because I've just always felt like there's just no way. Like I will never, you know, spank or hit or belt or any, like, just, it's not my DNA. I would never do it. Like, and, I mean, I think you're on the same page.
Yeah, I wouldn't, it would hurt me. I think I tried one time with one of the kids and it just felt weird. And I don't think it did anything. But the other thing is I remember you saying like, oh, so is this you? Like referencing some bad behavior from like Sinier or Sevier Cormick. And you're like, oh, was I like you and you're little? I'm like, I have no idea because it would never, ever happen in my household. Like if I even gave like any attitude, I think from a very young age, like probably my earliest memory would be like 4, you know? And I remember like, there was no way I could talk back. There was no way I could have the kind of tantrums that these kids have. So I actually have no idea what I'd be like, or if I was even similar to them, because it never happened for me. So, because I remember being very quiet, because for my parents, it was very important that we behaved very well in public. And if we didn't, we went to the bathroom and we got a good, nice talking to and a good, nice hit, you know? Mm-hmm. And by good, nice hit, I mean like not nice. But anyway, no. But it was like we got taken care of in the bathroom. Like you are not acting that way. No. And so the thing is like, I think obviously my parents live within me. And so I'm really stern with our kids. And I think there's a balance. Like I don't think you need to hit kids. Although sometimes I'm like, maybe it's easier. But no, you don't need to hit kids. But I think there has to be a balance where you just don't tolerate that what they do, because kids do things sometimes. And I'm like, that is so rude. And they might not know what the word rude means, but they need to know like it's wrong. And so I might get on them. And then I feel like my parents coming out in me.
Like, you have to understand I mean, they're under 5. Like it's not like they're, and what I mean by that is not that they can just avoid any rules. Of course not. We have a lot of rules. Like it's, you know, I think we're both stern. But there also has to be like a sort of empathy or sympathy where it's like, they're also kids trying to learn it, like learn what the rules are and learn like, okay, to your point too. You talked about the relationship that you had growing up then with your parents and how it was affected because of the way you were punished and disciplined. Well, for me not being hit, I grew up like having this, respect for my parents. And I did not want to disappoint them or upset them or get in trouble. And so they were always my parents. They were always my parents first, but they were also friends second. And so we've maintained this really, as you know, close relationship then since we were kids, and it still goes today where it's like, we like to do stuff together. We like to hang out. We like to, you know, I consider them, you know, like best friends, because we've had this relationship and they've always been there to support and love. So it's just that I guess that's what I want to model after, is that, you know, I hope that we're able to maintain that type of relationship with our kids when they get older too. And that our kids want to hang out with us and be like, yeah, I mean, like I respect our mom and dad and, but I also like hanging with them too.
Yeah. I will say one thing that, and that's interesting, because you have your, experience and I have my experience. And for me, like what's so important with the kids is that they know that they are emotionally supported. That was one thing that my parents did a really good job with, even though technically it's like I could never show emotion, because if I did, I'd get hit. But I always felt safe, as far as like, I always felt like they kind of had my back. Like no one else could discipline me.
Yeah.
They disciplined me.
Even the cops in Florida for that hit and run. Listen, you don't come here after my daughter.
I do that.
I will take care of it.
So that's the thing. Like, I always felt like they had my back. Like, I could go to my mom and be like, and I knew, and the thing is, it's like, I kind of knew the compass. I'm like, all right, Like, I know I didn't do anything wrong. And so I tell my mom, I didn't do anything wrong. And she has my back. And she's like, she didn't do anything wrong. Like, you know. So I always felt safe in that way. And so, like, I always want our kids to know, like, I'll have their back if they're honest. You know, if they're not honest, I'll know. And then they're on their own, you know. Yeah. But if they're honest, I feel like I just want them to feel safe. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can come here and talk to me. But then also, like, you need to be accountable. Like, did you do something? Because then you just need to own that.
Yeah.
You know? And that's...
Like, I mean, and as parents, there's nobody... None of us are perfect. I think, like, for me and for you, too, I think. But, like, I'm pretty calculated in terms of, like, what I'm doing. Like, I'm always in control of my emotions with our kids. Like, in that, like...
You are.
Like, you know, when they're out of control, like, and I'll raise my voice and I'll be stern, but it's because they need it. Like, and I know what I'm doing and, or at least I feel like I know what I'm doing. It's for a purpose.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, you need to listen, settle down. Like there's, you know, but it's all for a purpose. It's like, okay, hey, we've been dad, we've been playful and I do a lot of that, but now you need to know that this is serious now and we need to act a certain way as we're getting closer to bedtime or at church or at school or whatever.
I do think you're really high, a much higher threshold than I do, but I will say sometimes you do lack the understanding of, like, well, you know, maybe, like, I don't know if you ask yourself the question, like, well, maybe the reason why they're whining is because they're sick, and that's where I come in, because then I can tell, like, oh, they're not themselves today. I don't know if that's a mom thing or if that's like I have an extra signal that's like, oh, he's being like this because he's sick, you know, where you're not picking that up.
No,
because you're like, no, no, no. And I'm like, wait,
no excuses. Walk it off. You're fine.
Right.
But I don't.
So that's the one thing I think.
I think that's, that could be a personality thing too. I don't know that it's a,
like, what's sick?
For me, like, I've never called in sick in a day in my life and work.
So, like,
so
these kids,
it's kind of like,
suck it up.
It's kind of like, yeah, you're fine. Like, just. So I do have to remind myself sometime. They're not sick.
I grew up with, my mom was a nurse, so I definitely.
You see germs everywhere.
I see germs everywhere.
Even when they're not
there. But she took care of us. When we were sick, she babied us and made sure that we got well. And so that was what I think about. I'm like, they have to be dealt with. Such a bad, like, grammar thing. Anyway, they should be taken care of a certain way in order to get better. And, you know, yelling at them is not what they need. They need, like, cuddles and they need hugs. And even though they're being, like, horrible. But then one of the kids that we have is very, like, he's very emotional, Sevi. And he wants you to understand what he's going through. Like, he's going to be very vocal and he's going to be very, like, I just want you to listen, you know. And that's where I think you're going to struggle.
No, I don't think so. No, I think so.
Because you're going to look at it more of, like, you're acting up, you need to shape up. And, like, for me, I'm going to look at it as, like, oh, he's crying out because he's hurting for whatever reason. You know, whether it's us causing the hurt or something else or someone else.
No, I mean, like, I will try, and I think I will always be like, hey, what's going on? And if they refuse to talk, then it'll be difficult. But if, you know, like, and now they're at a young age where they can't really express it. And that does get under my skin where I'm like, okay, use your words. What's wrong? And then it's just the whining and crying and it just goes on and on and on. And I don't have a lot of patience for that.
Except for Sinia.
Because I'm like.
She's your only one that you're patient with.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've noticed things. I'm like, gosh, she is so playing you because
no, there's
you are
no
like,
way.
Oh, Sinia, give me a hug. And I'm like, no, no, no. Yes, many a times I'm like, well, just because she's a girl.
Just her cute little button face.
And I'm like, don't give in. She's sassy pants and she's using us, playing us like a fiddle.
Like, dad.
Yeah, is that the right term, playing us like a fiddle? Sometimes I say
dad,
things.
Dad, milk.
And you're like, okay, Sinia. And I'm like, nope, drink your milk or finish your food and wait. Thing is that the right phrase? You never correct me if I say things wrong.
No, I just like to leave you hanging.
So is fiddle the same? Is that a violin?
Sort of. I mean, it's kind of a violin.
Yeah.
Play us like a fiddle.
Problem
yeah,
is.
That's a saying.
Okay. Because Jamaicans growing up say things that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I've noticed.
That. And you just never correct me.
No, it's
you better. Just let me go.
It's better to let you hang.
Like, no one knows what she's talking about and whatever.
Let's hit the topics. Hey, what a win. This is for the kids. A win with the kids. You start.
Well, I think it's going to be the same win as yours is Sinya and Sevi, the twins, 3 years old, pooped in the potty before nap time. Is that yours?
No, it's not, but that is great news.
That is awesome.
It has not been happening. It's happened before, just not consistently.
Yeah.
And so now it's happening consistently. And if they don't do it before nap, they'll try and they'll be like, maybe when I wake up from nap. And you're like,
did they say that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, so there you go. Hey, what a win with the kids. Just the language continues to evolve and grow, all of them. They continue to speak longer in sentences or different
more
words
clear.
And more clear, and that's great. With our oldest, Cormac, who's almost five, I love what he's doing now with letters. He'll continuously ask me, well, what does that start with, Dad? And I'm like, okay, well, sound it out. And it's like, C. Like, that's just cool to me. I'm like, okay, so he's learning. That's great. We're making progress here.
He's also learning bad things. Anyway, is that another topic?
Hey, I don't know if it's another topic. Hey, that was hard with the kids. I mean, you could throw it in there, although it's not technically in there, but you could do it. Hey,
so
that was hard.
That one?
Well, it's something that was hard with the kids.
I mean, like, is that yours or do you want me
No, I didn't have it, but.
Well, I guess it is hard. I mean, Cormac, who is turning five in a month, going to school, you know, we don't use certain language at home, except for when Corey is watching a Vikings game, then there is certain language. But aside from that, we don't use certain language at home, like shut up, but.
You're just going to say them all on the podcast, though?
Oh, they're not listening.
You can swear on the podcast, too, if you want.
Oh, real? No. So he means not swearing, but he's saying like inappropriate things that I know.
Poopy.
Well, we might say that at home. But the mixture of the words we don't use at home, and I know he's learning it at school. And so a big issue that we're having that's hard is that he is going to school, learning things from other kids, saying them to other kids and getting in trouble. And that is not okay. And that's where like this whole thing of like discipline comes up, because then like I look at you because I think you think I'm too hard on them. Sometimes.
Absolutely. Sometimes, but not all the time.
Cause like I was really stern with him. I'm like, I do not want to see this again. And if I do, you're gonna get in trouble. And I could tell you're kind of like, ugh. Like you didn't do anything, but I could tell you were.
No,
that's a little too much.
I would have approached it differently. I wouldn't have like threatened like that.
Cause that's what I got.
I would have, yeah, but I would have more like, hey, do you understand what you said? And because I feel like I feel like he's so young, like, you know, so I feel like, okay. I also am of the belief too, that people just respond better when they feel like they can express themselves first. And then you tell them, just so you know, we don't say that here. That's a bad word. That's wrong. So for me, I just would have approached it differently. And so when you were coming in hot, I'm like,
well, see, this all is, right, I'll just, this is
just let you do your thing. I'm not going to like,
no, I know. I know. Anything. Yeah. And we've talked about this like a long time ago that we're not going to argue about these things in front of the kids.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about it later either, but it stayed in my mind. That's what made me think, because I'm like, thing is like, there's a really fine balance. And I don't think anyone knows what it is. I mean, obviously there's hitting, which is like a spectrum, like at the end of a spectrum, and then there's doing nothing, and that's at the other end of this spectrum, and then there's this the middle ground, and it's like no one knows what that is. But what I know I don't want is I don't want kids who are going to grow up and do really bad things. And so I feel like, you know, they start out young and cute, and maybe them being rude is cute, and I just want to put a stop to it, because at what point is he old enough to understand you don't do that, and that there are consequences and it's not going to be acceptable, you know? So it's like, do I wait till he's 8 to start telling him like, I don't want to see this again, or do I start now? And I know I'm not like, maybe he calls it like mom's scary face.
Oh, it's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's so great.
Have fear because like, know that you don't want to see that
bottom
face.
Lip was like, I don't like mom's scary face.
And I'm like, what does that face look like? Anyway, usually I would assume it's like in the first thing in the morning or something. I'm like, doesn't see my face first thing in the morning.
No,
but
I was like, preach.
Because you've seen it.
Oh God, have I seen it, son? I've seen it. I know.
But the thing is for me.
The vein popping out of your head.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, but the thing is like, I know he knows better. He's a good kid. I don't want him to take advantage of us. You know, because I felt like that was one thing my parents were just trying to do. Is they were just trying to make sure, like, and they went way overboard, but they were trying to make sure, like, we weren't in jail. We didn't end up doing things that were going to get us in trouble as older adults. And so it's like, how do you know? You don't know. So it's like you kind of have to instill a little fear.
Yeah, I guess I thought you're a little aggressive and stern, but it wasn't enough for me to. If I had thought like you were in the wrong, or I thought, man, you're way too hard, I would have told you. I would have said something. I didn't.
You didn't have to. I could tell.
No. Because I didn't feel that.
But you felt something.
No, I felt what I told you. I felt I would not have handled it in the same way. But it wasn't like I thought you handled it poorly or wrong. Not at all. I just said, okay, that's, I mean, she handles it differently than me. It's not, if you had been like, just, you know, and it handled it even worse, I would have said, like, are you kidding me? Why would you, like, that does not seem like in a positive way to handle it. But I didn't, because I thought, okay, that's fine. That is completely fine. And especially when he said, mom's scary face, I just had to turn away and start laughing. So it's so great.
I'm like, that's right. Get mom's scary face if you do that again. The thing is, I'm going to treat them all differently. Like, you have to know that too. Because he can handle it. Where, like, the other two, I don't know. It'd be different.
Mm.
Anyway.
I don't know about that.
I think you have to treat them all different.
Well, I don't know. You have to, depending on their personality. Yeah. But then they may start to think it's unfair if you're harder on one than the other. And you have to be careful.
You're right. That happened in my family.
Yeah. But if I had thought you were, because you're, wasn't that bad, you know. If it had been, I would have probably talked to you, been like, hey, are you sure we want to do that with our kids? Because that would have been, but no, it was just I mean, you didn't yell at them or anything. Hey, that was hard. It's just hard. Like, it's hard when you're, you know, a full day of work. You know, I get up at 4 a.m. and work all day, and like all of us, right? You know, work all day, sprint home, got a new modem sent here, set that up, So we got the kids, and then I'm making them dinner, and then I'm cleaning up, and I'm getting lunches ready for the next day and coffee ready for the next day, and I get them bathed and in their beds and put to sleep, and whew, this is hard. It's just hard, you know, and by myself a couple of times already this week, and I'm not complaining. There'll be a day when I look back and I miss it, but holy God, it's... In the prep for the next day, I mean, it's just a lot.
Do you ever think about...
It's a lot.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a lot. And I was just going to say, like, know that I know, and everybody out there knows it's a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
And we all do it. It's not like it's exclusive to you or me or anybody. Yeah. Like, it's just a parent thing. It's just hard.
Especially,
you know, but that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't last forever.
Nope.
Like, and then pretty soon we're going to be wishing when they're teenagers, well, just, you know, hang a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know? So I get it. But, man, it gets to be a lot. Hey, you happy? Well, I guess I'll start on this one. This is for us. It's my birthday, and it's very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. A couple of great gifts. And then what a great day, too. It's kind of like, you know, my hobby is film. I love film. And so for my birthday, I saw, well, basically in a 24-hour span, saw four movies. El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
Saw Joker, went to the theater for Joker. Toy Story 4 as a family. And then Midsommar, Me and You, which completely effed me up and I couldn't sleep. But it was just a great day. Like, I just, you know, so... Mm-hmm. Thank you for, and then the surprise, quote unquote surprise that our son blew, but it was great.
I know.
The whole thing.
Loved it. I took our son to, gosh, where did we go?
Well, you had a get together and then that's you just right, decided to date. Stop at the store after to surprise me with a cake and balloons.
Yep.
And you weren't going to tell me because I was and going I to the movie told, right when they were going to yep. sleep.
Told our son, it's a secret. It's a surprise for dad, okay? So you can't say anything. And then
so he,
we get home and he
opens the door and runs in.
And I can't say anything, he said.
Yeah.
I said, Dad, I can't, because you're on the phone with your mom, FaceTime, and she's like, oh, hi, Cormac. And he's like, I can't say anything. And then like, I was what? Like, oh, great. Okay, yeah, well, what? Might as well, Cormac.
He's like, what? You got balloons.
And you got cake. And I'm like, it was supposed to be a surprise, Cormac.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh,
so
now I can't tell him anything.
All right, say, hey, you happy?
I'd say what made me happy this week was... just to know we have someone special in our life that came back and it feels really nice. It's nice to know, like, I really feel like life is going to become a little more normal because this last year, several months have been very challenging with transitions of jobs, childcare, all of that, and we finally have someone who's very special in our lives, a family member who has come to live with us and help us with our crazy life.
Yeah. Amen. Excited.
Crazy life, a.k.a. kids.
Yeah. Love it. Hey, you mad? That's something that I did that made you mad or you did that made me mad?
Yeah. Well, I think this kind of, I know I keep saying this in like every episode, but you know, I do kind of like massages and I just feel like I know you've been tired, but it would be really nice to get my neck or my shoulder massaged. And I've been kind of disappointed the last few nights you haven't even offered. Actually, you haven't offered ever. Yeah. Just being honest.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I was hoping for a birthday gift of not having to be asked for.
I didn't ask you. I'm just telling you now, like, I shouldn't have to ask. You should know.
Hey, you mad? I don't know if this is something that makes me mad, but it's super annoying. Maybe that's...
Everything annoys
no,
you.
No, I know. So that's probably over-exaggerating. Maybe not super annoying, but it does annoy me. And we actually talked about it a little bit earlier when you automatically go to... Our son is so sick. And I'm like, they're not sick. They're fine.
Really?
That yeah. annoys
you? But he's got a note from the school, so I was worried. He's coughing and his strep throat. Isn't that like connected?
Wasn't him.
Still, it says your it was class.
Somebody in the classroom, which they would call you and tell you if it was your kid. And so I go there and I already know the answer, but I'm like, hey, just making sure, like, you know, about the note that was sent out, and they're like, oh, yeah, we called the family, and everything's okay. And I'm like, well, do you haven't noticed anything in our son? And they're like, oh, no, he's fine. But I already knew it.
Why would they send an email then saying they that just are if letting you see know, something?
Like, basically, if 2-3 days from now something were to happen.
But he's already coughing. Notes. Like, how the heck are we supposed to know?
But, yeah, I mean, we all just, like, have a little
and
cough.
And let me just say, if he... does have a cough, who's taking him to the doctor? Are you? No. It's going to be me.
It's
because I always take them to the doctor, the dentist. It's always me. And so can you blame me for asking the question because it's going to affect me?
No. I guess I don't blame you for asking the question. It's sometimes how it's posed. It's never like a,
please.
Hey.
Just, you handle that.
No. It's more like how it's posed. It's always like, yeah, he has strep throat.
Or, I didn't or say
just,
that.
It's just like.
Can I said, can it, you ask? Like, do they
It's just
think
a little more
anything?
Intense, especially in a text. Sometimes I'm just like, just ask me. Like, hey, if you see anything wrong, just let me know.
All right. I got my cell phone right here. I can read you what I said. I asked a question. I said, can you please ask? Because he's had this cough. I said, can you also ask Mrs. Eichmann if she thinks Cormac has strep? Because he's been coughing So I didn't say, oh, he has strep. Now I have to. No, I said, can you ask? Because he has been coughing. It's been like a for real, not a, it's been a, you know, gurgly cough. And so I don't know what strep is like. I've never had it.
No, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, I did. Like I was in 10th grade.
10th grade?
Yeah, you have fever.
Or you have mono. Like,
no, you have a fever and you see the white bumps on your throat.
Gross.
And, yeah.
How did you have that in 10th grade? I feel like it's like a little kid thing.
No, strep throat?
Yeah.
No, it's not a little
adults
kid.
Get it too?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Maybe you have it. Now
would
you're
I be
freaking
coughing?
Out.
Wait. I'm so confused.
All right. Well, I guess that'll do it. Since the topic was discipline. Discipline you.
You should have been disciplined way more than you were.